Hi there. The word for today is on the wonder of grace. In Ephesians 2 verse 8 we read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Some of us live as if God has a big performance chart with our name on it, and at the end of each day he grades us to determine if he will love us more or less or even at all. You say, well, if I were God some days, I wouldn't love me. Well then, just be glad you're not God, and we'll all be twice as glad, or we'd all be sunk. Look, God doesn't save us by grace and then base how he feels about us on our spiritual performance. Listen to what the Bible says, Ephesians 2 verse 4. God, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together by Christ. And then he ends by saying, by grace you have been saved through faith. The wonder of grace is that you are chosen, you are wanted, and God desires you for his family. By grace you've been made alive to God. You have strength to endure, power to serve, a reason to hope, and death has no hold over you. God took all your indebtedness and guilt and nailed it to the cross, every sin you'd commit from the womb to the tomb. He erased the bill, he destroyed the IOU and set you free, unburdened, cleansed. Think about it. Today you can live with a heart that's as light as a feather, no matter what you did yesterday. The truth is that no one in heaven will ever boast, look what Jesus and I did. No. When Jesus cried from the cross, it is finished. God wrote, paid in full, over every sin you would ever commit, all the way from the cradle to the grave. And this, my friend, is the wonder of grace. And it's also the word for you today.